actually developed further for women, for the cloister, the wonderful concept of poverty. Almighty God raised up St. Francis of Assisi to counter the terrible materialism which was ruining the greatest of centuries and causing so many, especially of the clergy, to go astray. That is to say that life became just a way of making money. Throughout history, that's always dragged down the clerical estate, even to our own day. The terrible temptation of money and all of the things that come along with it, Almighty God deigned to counter with the call to poverty, which means to trust in God's providence. And our Lord used that as a means of purifying and reforming the church during the Middle Ages and subsequent ages after that. Now, St. Clare would strike us today as a very decided young lady, a very strong personality. At the age of 18, she decided to go quite against her parents' wishes and follow St. Francis, and without her parents' blessing, to have her hair chopped off good there, Palm Sunday evening one year, and to become the foundress of what was called then the Poor Ladies, today known as the Poor Clares, after their foundress. But remember that at that time, a girl by the age of about 14 was usually settled in her vocation by her father. She would be given in marriage, and she would be responsible to run a home and a family. So the age of 18, certainly Clare was all grown up and all full of the love of God. The Holy Ghost inspired in her a special affinity or kindred with the spiritual doctrine of Francis of Assisi, the poor man of Assisi. And on Palm Sunday of that year, she went to Mass, considered the Mass a nuptial or a marriage Mass to our Lord. She was so prayerful that day and so shocked that she didn't come forward to receive the palm from the bishop. So the bishop went to her and gave her the palm. It was considered a sort of a sign of the church's approval of what she would do secretly that night. When her plans were discovered, her family came to try to drag her away. She prayed in the sanctuary of the chapel of San Damiano. Because it was considered a sanctuary, she thought she would be safe. And when the family insisted, she put her veil back and showed them how her head was shaking. And that seemed to be enough for them. They gave up. And a few days later, her sister, who was only 15, Agnes, also had her hair chopped off, decided to join her. There was a great ruckus, and they tried to drag her out of the chapel. But she was immovable, like St. Lucy, the wonderful story of her martyrdom. And that miracle was enough to get the poor Clares beautifully started. It was considered an unusual and extraordinary thing that they should have no lands or income, any fixed way of surviving. If that was an obsession in the Middle Ages, consider what it is for us today. You simply could be, you are considered as not being able to live unless you have all of these worldly and material things, good in themselves, but oftentimes they take the place of a trust in God's providence and lead to all sorts of difficulties and spiritual inconveniences, to say the very least. So the poor Clares in their pristine state begged for, of the Holy Father, what is called the privilege of poverty. At some point, the Pope comes to see St. Clare and he wants to talk her out of it, saying, no, you need at least some lands, you need some kind of funds, a fixed income. You have to be practical about these things. St. Clare said, Holy Father, what I need from you is an indulgence for my sins, not an indulgence not to follow our Lord. She wanted to follow our Lord in perfect, total, and complete poverty, and that grace was given to the poor Clare. Many penances they practiced in a very sweet, joyful Franciscan spirit, of not using a bed, not wearing sandals or shoes, going barefoot all year long, never eating meat, and of course keeping except when charity or necessity demanded speech. St. Clare worked many miracles, including miracles of healing for a number of nuns in the convent, but she herself was sick for many, many years. Because she didn't want to waste her time, she would sit up, propped up in her cell, and she would spin silk or linen to be used for making altar linen, the corporal, the napkin on which the priest consecrates the sacred host and the precious blood. She would make it beautifully embroider and then give to poor churches. It was an occasion such as this that, unable to attend the midnight mass, she saw on the wall herself the whole story of the Nativity of our Lord. And that's why the Holy Father, probably as a way of protecting us, Saint Pope Pius XII declared Saint Clare to be the patroness of television. Finally, consider the wonderful connection between poverty and Saint Clare's devotion or confidence in the Blessed Sacrament. The horrible Emperor Frederick Barbarossa, well named, had hired as mercenaries Muslim troops who obviously had even less scruple than Christian troops in the way of pillaging and destroying Christian cities as he spread his reign of terror to make all the world, as emperor's will, submit to himself. When they came to Assisi, St. Clare and her nuns were praying very fervently, and she had the Blessed Sacrament brought to the parapet, the tower surrounding their convent, laid on a corporal. She knelt down with the other sisters and prayed, "De fratres vestis animas unti tensum dividum," from the Psalms. "Do not hand over to the wild animals, O Lord, the souls of them that praise thee." And she prayed very fervently to our Savior. And literally the troops who had set their ladders against the convent wall fell over, and the convent was spared. Is it her confident prayer? Our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament chooses poverty in all sorts of different ways. And the best of what we can give him, and today he's not given that anymore, the best of what we can give him is as nothing in comparison with what is owed to him. But then consider the spiritual poverty, the poverty of love and affection. Again, the best of what we could give him would be very little. But who gives that to him at all anymore today? Hardly any devotion the Blessed Sacrament, or a perpetual adoration of the true Blessed Sacrament of our Savior, as opposed to the false symbolizing. Our Lord truly is a lover of poverty that he deigns to stay with us today. Let us pray today for our young people, our young ladies in particular, some of whom at least will follow in this wonderful vocation of holy poverty, the devotion to the spouse of our souls, Jesus, and the Blessed Sacrament. Pray for our sister church in Columbus, and pray for a great devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, somehow to make up to our Lord for all of his poverty. And when poverty casts its blessing in our direction, associate that with St. Clare, St. Francis, with the Blessed Sacrament, and say a sincere Deo gratias. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and